right, all right. Greetings to you once again in the name of the Most High. Greet you out there with all that goes on in this world at such a time as this. Hope you're doing extremely, exceedingly well. And, you know, as we continue on, and we continue to progress, and we continue to engage, as you become increasingly aware and take responsibility for your life and your experience here, things become increasingly clear, and you know, and you're equipped accordingly. You know, when we don't take responsibility for ourselves, for our life, for our experiences, then we abrogate that to something else and someone else, and as a result, everything that you need to be who you are atrophies. So, you know, you can go and, you know, I use the example of exercise sometimes just because it's very tangible and it's easy for people to relate or not relate to, but they're aware of. You can get a machine to lift the weight for you, sure, but you don't get any benefit from it. You don't get any muscle memory from it. You don't get any engagement from it. You don't burn any excess energy in your body from it. You don't flush the toxins from it. You can get something else to do everything for you, but you then lack the skill set necessary, which will also be combined with other things to create in the future. The world needs your contribution. The world needs your skill set. The world needs what you uniquely bring to the table. As big or as small as it may seem to you, it is extremely important to the overall way that everything needs to function here. I don't like that word need, so I want to get rid of it from my vocabulary. The word need and the word want, two words that I was just about to say need again, two words that should be eliminated from the conversation, because both of those, one denotes a not having, because we have everything that we need. We already have. We don't have the application, we haven't used what we have, but everything you need, you there it is again. And just try this. Try eliminating certain things from your conversation usage that you've spent the last four decades being indoctrinated and trained in, and see how deep those programmings go. Everything that is necessary is already in your life and in your experience. But the application and the using of the power that you have within, that is lacking. So often, because maybe there's maybe something lacking, people look for it in something external. And that is a trap and a trick. So something is lacking, you look for it somewhere external, and you never utilize the power you have within to create and to do. There's certain things that no one will be able to do for you. Certain things that you yourself will have to make the application in order to see the manifestation that you, and I was just about to use that word want, I'm deliberately do this, the word need and the word want, these have to go. There is no lack, and there is no desire from a state of despair, a desire from a place of not having. See, we create with our words. We reinforce with our words. Our words have power. We speak and things manifest and come into being. You can speak over your life, and you can either curse yourself or bless yourself. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks, right? Okay. So whatever's within you, you speak, and then you are manifesting that into reality. So when you've got people that are around you and they're cursing you and they're speaking curses over you, And they're telling you, you're no good. You can't do this. You can't do that. Who do you think you are? Etc., etc. Just because they can't do something doesn't mean you can't do something. Just because they don't see what you see doesn't mean that you have to dumb yourself down because of their lack of vision. Listen, every breakthrough in this life, in this world, in the scientific community, in the mathematics community, in true healthcare, not the stupid medical industrial complex that just harvests people's money and keeps them on a drip feed to take as much out of them as possible. No, true healthcare where they cured people. Every breakthrough in every major field happened when somebody saw what the other people did not see. And they had the tenacity and they had the wherewithal and they pushed until they got the resource together to, they got a critical mass of other people that engaged with them to bring forward that solution if it manifests in the larger scale. And many times when those things weren't allowed to take place and weren't allowed to be brought forward, you had great things that were crushed because the system itself did not allow for solutions to be manifest because they made more off of the harvesting programs than they ever would if you walked around healthy and with resources in your pocket. So you've got to understand that you have what you need within you. And the application of what's already there within you and discovering you, if you spend a bit of time just going within, you can find this and the solutions will be made known to you for whatever it is you're looking into. You'll understand things that other people don't see because the answers are within. And what you will find that'll come from without will be reinforcements of what you already know within and support to manifest and to create what you are now taking action to do. So you know it to be true, faith, you've got your belief, you know it to be true, it's true, it's bedrock within yourself, you know that. And you combine it with action. You got to combine it with action. You got to take a step. Because you can believe something, but if you don't take a step in the direction of your belief, it's just a hope. It's just a wish. It's just something that you ponder. You can ponder, but at what point will you engage? Because as soon as you engage, now everything clicks. As soon as you engage, you step off of the Mobius loop and into an infinite spiral out and on to the next thing. You progress. You go from 8 to 9. So, oh my gosh, there's so many good things. So you know what? I know a lot of people around the world are feeling despair, and I pick up on all of it because we're all connected, and we're also affected by all of the frequencies and all of the different things that are coming and going. Listen, if the tides can affect, if the moon can affect the tides on the ocean, and we can be affected by that, what else is going on that you also pick up on? All right? So we feel it. But also, I want you all to know that there's just incredible hope for what's here and on the horizon. But you've got to engage because you're part of it. And anybody that tells you to just sit back and wait, get your popcorn, enjoy the show, that's BS. You are the show. You are the main attraction. You are the reason for the season. All right? It's you. Your life. This is your experience here. What are you going to do with it? What are you going to do with it? Do you want to go live on some hilltop somewhere and grow strawberries? Sounds nice. But is that the reason that you came into this life and into this experience? We were brought here, we came here, whatever it is, you're here for a purpose. See that purpose come to manifestation. Engage in the way that you need to make the difference and make the contribution while you're here. Because this thing doesn't carry on forever. Every soul here is transitory. So bless and help and be there for one another. And do that part that you can do to make the difference that you can make. All right, bless you all. Talk to you again sometime really soon. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Always love to hear from you. Talk to you later. Bye.